John Edwards' campaign finance case ended in a mistrial. Jurors came back yesterday and acquitted the former senator and presidential candidate on one charge and said they were deadlocked on five others. WUNC's Jeff Tiberi has been covering the trial since it started more than a month ago. He joins us now from our bureau in Greensboro. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So tell me what it was like in the courtroom when the jury's decision was announced.
Well, the moment itself, when those words "not guilty" were said, John Edwards leaned back in his seat. I was sitting behind him. To my right was Kate, holding hands with her grandfather, Wallace, and Wallace was holding the hand of his wife, Bobby, and John Edwards' elderly mother just squeezed, mom squeezing father's hand very tightly in that moment, and then a couple of minutes later, after the judge declared a mistrial on the other counts, just hugs all around, and then the media, as John Edwards and Kate went off into another room for a few minutes, the media just standing around, really hovering over Bobby and Wallace, trying to get a quote anything out of them, and John's father, Wallace, pointed at his mouth and said, "This says it all," and he had a big smile on his face.
Well, after the verdict, John Edwards addressed the media for the first time since the trial began. What was that like?
It felt pretty raw. It felt pretty honest, and he moved through a series of points, reiterating, as he has before, that he never knowingly committed any kind of felony. He talked about taking responsibility for the sins that he had committed. This was a theme with the defense, committing a sin but not committing a felony. Thanked his children, thanked all of his children, including his son Wade, who he lost, and also Quinn, the daughter who he fathered with his mistress, Riel Hunter, in what was the first public display of really affection and love that we've seen from him for his daughter, Quinn.
And then finally, my precious Quinn. Who I love more than any of you could ever imagine. And I am so close to and so grateful for.
At that point, under a pretty hot May afternoon, sweating a little bit, and he thanked his parents and also said he believes God has something more in store for him. And exactly what that is, we obviously don't know yet.
So is this case really over?
I think so. I really do. One of the legal experts told me that this was a case that cost several million dollars to move through, from the investigation to the grand jury and the trial itself. And, you know, from what we're hearing from federal officials to legal experts to former federal prosecutors, it's highly unlikely they will try this case again. It was very difficult in the first place to begin with. It would have been very difficult to get a conviction. The prosecution, the government couldn't do that, and all signs are pointing to highly unlikely that John Edwards is tried again.
I imagine things will change for you and others who work in downtown Greensboro. The Edwards trials literally occupied a full city block.
Kind of like a wave, Eric. You know, you ride a wave at the beach, and all of a sudden it just snaps back on you. The wave is gone. I think this morning will be kind of the final push, as a lot of the morning shows and some of the television productions will be out and doing some morning updates and follow-ups. But soon thereafter, the road barricades and the 40 or 50 photographers who have been out there for the past month and a half will disperse back to their corners of the country. And for those of us who work here regularly in Greensboro, it's on to the next story.
Jeff Tiberi is WUNC's reporter based in Greensboro. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Eric.